Sometimes you just roll out the basketball and dribble.
And that's what it felt like last night.
Yeah. How, you know, I don't need to professionally tease this or build it up or anything. How was it? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, no, it was number one, we did it in the Rose Room, which is up on the club level. It's a big room that they have not used in a long time for something like this. I originally thought that this press conference would be at the practice facility, because that's typically what they do, is we all go in there. But it was such a big deal. There was a lot of movers and shakers and bumping of elbows and all of the schmoozing that goes on with like a big deal like this.
Yeah,
like,
when you run into the other media members, you know, some of them are your friends, some of them are your competition. Oh, yeah.
No,
you
like,
know,
just, everybody.
But it was kind of like good. Everybody was happy to be there in the same room together.
Everybody was there.
That's cool.
Like it was very cool. And you know, Joe, Chauncey, Dame come out, and it was really, really, really weird because it felt so familiar.
Oh, we're doing this again. Huh?
There was just a level of comfort and levity in the vibe. Like, if you looked around the room, everybody was just smiling. Everybody was, you could just feel it in the air. And this is something that has been missing since Dame was traded away. It's not just the veteran presence, it's the icon. Mm-hmm. Like, and not every organization is lucky enough to have that guy, not just to be that good. But we did a 20-minute press conference.
Yeah, and we're going to play you some highlights for that. I'll start right now. This is Damian Lillard's opening statement about being back in Portland.
It never felt right not being home. And, you know, through it all, I found my way back. And just fortunate to be back with the group that I was with prior to leaving, to be a part of a great situation at home. And I'm just excited, you know, and really, really thankful and appreciative of the door being open for me to come back, even with me being hurt. And, you know, it means a lot to me to not only play for this organization again. I never wanted to not be playing for this organization, but to be back in this community.
That's the biggest takeaway. The biggest takeaway is that Damian Lillard didn't ever really want to leave.
No.
His hand was forced. Wanted to take a shot at a ring. He knew this team wasn't there. And as you have said multiple times on your show with Dusty, with me, off the air, he has told you the grass is not always greener.
Yeah, and he I will say this, and I wrote about this, and that again, that kind of long goodbye letter of chronicling the entire trade saga.
Mm-hmm.
He never wanted to go, but he kind of had to go.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you put a gun to Joe or Dame's head, they probably would have done it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But neither one, because Joe couldn't take over the job and trade Dame.
Right. Yeah. That's an impossible situation.
And Dame wasn't going to ask for it until he had to ask for it.
Yeah. Especially with how bad things went at the end of Neil O'Shea's term, you can get hired and come on and be the guy that's going to fix the problems and the things that Olshea didn't do, but you got to kind of play it coy. You can't do it right away.
Well, I mean, he did pretty much right away trade away Cove and Norm and CJ. Like, that happened pretty damn quick.
But we all knew that needed to happen.
Yeah, and that was the thing is, like, in
once... And we all knew that needed to happen because Olshea wouldn't do it.
Well, not only that, they had exhausted basically every other option because they had thrown away so many other assets. You know, the way Dusty used to phrase it was like the untangle the S web of Neil Olshea, and that it was going to take a couple of years.
Getting Norman Powell here was not an easy thing, and it didn't work.
Well, they had to do something because Gary Trent Jr. basically said, "You either need to trade CJ or you need to trade me because I need a runway to be able to play."
And they traded Gary Trent Jr.
because Neil was never going to trade CJ
because he was never going to trade CJ.
Never going to happen. But period, point blank, Dame told me multiple times, "I don't want to go. I just kind of have to." This just has to happen because where things are with the organization, it's just not going to work. Because he left, though, you were able to get Scoot and Shea and Donovan and Denny and Two and just everything that you have now that is the identity of this team. You can say, well, Dame was here when they drafted Scoot. It's like, well, yes, but in order to kind of figure that all out, that's what kind of had to happen.
This is your question at the press conference on being the flag bearer for the franchise again.
The city of Portland and the Trailblazers as an organization is just important to me. it's never been something that I've had to try and go out and do, you know, and make myself something. It's just how I feel, and I go off of, you know, what my true feelings are. So it was always genuine for the first 11 years of my career, and it was also always organic. You know, I never had to go out of my way to do something or make something appear to be a certain way, and I think this will be the same. You know, I don't need to try to announce myself as that or anything. I just operate as myself, and that's always been good enough. And I think, especially at this stage of my career, you know, I think it'll remain the same.
I love that line. That's always been good enough.
And that,
he's like, look, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just me.
Yeah. And so the reason I asked that question, Sprague and I were talking about potential questions to ask, and you know, a lot of people are worked up about, well, you know, Adam Silver saying our preference is that Portland stay in Portland. Blah, 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 blah. And the reason I asked it, I knew the answer Dame was going to get. It's one of those things where it's like, I've talked to him for literal years. Like he's going to give you the answer. Like he knows the answer to give you. And he's not giving you the answer because it's what you want to hear. It's because of what he believes. And I was like, I'm going to lob this to him of like, yeah, I am the flag bearer for this city. And I'm going to make sure that it matters. And
it is an interesting character test question.
Yeah.
You know, because like some guys would be like, I'm not the flag bearer. I never wanted to be. Don't make me that. You're appointing me that. Or some guys get really cocky and confident and it goes to their head. And Dame's like, look, I'm just me. I'm just me. And yeah, if that means that's what I do, then that's what I do.
And that's what makes him like the authenticity of Dame. Like people make a big deal out of it as far as like, oh, no, it's authentic. Dude. It's this, that, the other. To be like, oh, it's a little corny. It's like, well, it's both. It is both unbridled authenticity and it is a little corny, but that's what makes him him. And I don't mean corny in a bad way. Like he is just authentically, he is like belief personified. And like, that is such a rare thing to have in sports. When he says stuff about how he's going to come back and him believing in he's going to be the player that he was, he believes it. Like he unabashedly,
he doesn't lie.
It. When they like, one of my favorite Dame lines of all time is he was asked about like, you know, running a team and building a team. And he's like, I could never do that. He goes, because if I had it my way, Sasha Pavlovich would still be on this team. It was like 2016. Sasha was his vet when he was a rookie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was like, he has an attachment to guys and whoever his teammates are, he's not going to go out there and lobby for this guy to get traded or this guy. Don't be wrong. He'll try to bring some help here. He's done that.
Yeah.
But he's not going to do it to like get rid of this guy. He's going to do it to add to his guys.
Never wants to let somebody else go.
No. And the thing about him is like he every year he legitimately believed we can do something.
We'll finish up with this last bit. This is Damian Lillard on his role this year and then next year.
I think not playing, just wanting to still have an impact on the team and still be present with the team. I think when you've been around the league for as long as I have and, you know, you've had as much experience as I've had on the floor every day in practice, just being in this league and having a significant role, it's a lot to share. It's a lot that you need time to learn in the NBA. A lot of things you just learn over your amount of time. And with this being a younger team, it's a lot of things that I can share, you know, without having to be on the floor. And I think that'll be my main job this year. Like Chauncey said, I'm basically going to be like an assistant coach. So I'll be around and, you know, my investment in the team will be the same as if I was playing as far as like my time and where my energy is placed. And, you know, I think once I'm playing, it'll be the same. One thing that I've missed over the last 2 years playing on an older team is I'm able to be more and give more when I have something to pour into. You know, when I'm able to be invested in others' careers more, being around younger players. So with this team, I'll have plenty of opportunity to do that, especially having a young rising point guard like Scoot that I'm going to be, you know, playing with now, and Tumani and Denny and Shaden, who I was with in his rookie year. So just being around those guys and having so much to share and being able to pour into them and be a part of, you know, their continued progress is something that elevates me as a player and as a teammate and as a leader. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that as well, even when I'm playing.
I love that Damian Lillard is a Blazer fan.
No, I mean,
You know?
Yeah, no, I talked.
He's like, yeah, I play basketball for the Bucks, but my team, I watch the Blazers.
No, dude. I mean, we would talk when he was in Milwaukee. He would ask me about, you know, what, you know, this guy's doing, what this guy's doing. And he kept very, very, very close tabs on Portland. Like, he, that's the special part of him, mm-hmm. is that he, it, again, the authenticity. He is Portland through and through, and it took him going to Milwaukee to realize just how much he missed it here.